It's been about a year and a half since drilling companies first broke ground on natural gas wells in Dimock, Pennsylvania, in the northeastern corner of the state. The drillers used a recently developed technique called hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Frackers dig mile-deep wells and pump them with millions of gallons of water, sand, and chemicals. Right now, fracking isn't regulated by the federal government, though Congress is considering changing that, so the process has generated a lot of concerns about pollution. In particular, fears that gas and chemicals could leach out into aquifers and groundwater, which is probably what happened in Dimock. Vera Scroggins is an anti-drilling activist who lives nearby.
It started to happen pretty quickly because as they went down there, as they went through the aquifer, they broke through the rock where the gas pockets are, and then the gas got released into the aquifers, and then it got into the water wells. So people started to notice like blackish, yellowish, bubbly water, and it's been about 11 months that they haven't drank their water.
Since fracking started, Dimock has been plagued with environmental problems, chemical spills and leaks, gas found in drinking water, and fish kills in nearby streams. Dimock residents have filed suit against Cabot Oil and Gas. That's the company that controls most of the wells around Dimock. And Vera Scroggins says state authorities have penalized Cabot for spills and leaks.
Cabot has been fined several times. They were closed down for 2 weeks for three spills in like a two-week period. So it's one accident after another.
The drilling company says that doesn't mean the problems were caused by drilling. Ken Komorowski is a Cabot spokesman. He says the company is looking into the incidents, but they haven't found proof that fracking caused any of the problems.
The company has not come to any conclusion as to whether or not its operations did cause contamination. It's possible that it has. It's also entirely possible that it has not.
Many gas companies maintain that no one has ever proved conclusively that spills and leaks have harmed anyone. And it is hard to pin down figures on fracking accidents, since there's no centralized database to keep track of incidents. But problems have been reported at drilling sites across the country. Many of the complaints center around the chemicals that frackers mix into their pumping water. Natural Resources Defense Council attorney Eric Goldstein showed me a list of those chemicals at an anti-drilling demonstration in New York City. The list was 7 pages long, some 260 chemicals in all. Some seemed pretty harmless, but others were more troubling.
I'm sure you could find a couple out of the 260 that you wouldn't mind drinking, but you wouldn't want to take any naphthalene, for example, or petroleum naphtha, or any of the things we can't pronounce here. You wouldn't want to drink talc. You wouldn't want to drink benzene. Why don't we just stop right there? Ethyl benzene. That's a known human carcinogen.
Drilling companies say that while those chemicals may be dangerous, they're used in such small quantities that they're not harmful to people. And the companies say that they've developed protections that keep the chemicals from leaching out into aquifers. For example, drillers line their wells with concrete casings to keep the fracking fluids contained. But Vera Scroggins, the activist from near Dimock, says she doesn't believe that companies have figured out how to drill safely.
As they're going along, they're like learning things. So we're being experimented on.
Until they've learned how to prevent all dangerous leaks and spills, Scroggins says, they shouldn't be allowed to drill at all. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.